Excuse me. Hi. Over here. Yes, hello. Hi. I'm Sam. It's nice to meet you. You're rather new here, right? Didn't you just start working in accounting last week? I see you're still trying to learn the layout of the place. No. Don't worry. I'm sorry. My coworkers over there just noticed you were wandering around the break room looking kind of lost and confused. Did you need some help? Oh, is that the copy of the invoices for this month? You can just hand that over to Margaret. Yeah, easy done. You do know Margaret, right? She's the lady over there. No, that's Nicole. Margaret's the one on the right. Not Sarah, the other right. Never mind, just leave it here with me. I'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go. So, how are you finding the place? New jobs can be stressful, but also really exciting. Feel free to come to me whenever you need some help, okay? Well, you seem kind of busy. Still trying to learn everybody's names and all. I'm Sam, by the way. Oh, silly me. I already introduced myself. Well, now you have a better chance of remembering my name. It was nice meeting you, finally. My cubicle's just right over there if you ever need me. Just down from yours. Hey, wait. Actually, before you go, can I make you a coffee? Best in the office right here. Here you go. We haven't really had time to get to know you yet. I know the manager threw you in here and made you give a brief little introduction speech, but that's nothing compared to getting to know your fellow coworkers in the break room with coffee. So, where are you from? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've lived in this city all my life. Kinda always knew I'd end up working in one of these offices one day. Not that I mind. I'm a fast typer, the building has decent air conditioning, and the coffee's not too bad. Say, since you're already here, I was kinda hoping for a favor. Only if you're not too busy, of course. Oh, my goodness. You probably have a ton of work to do. Never mind. I'm sorry, I should ask you another time, when you're not so busy. Don't worry about it. Really? You do have time? Well, okay. If it's not too bothersome for you, could you please fuck my face? Well, you know, if I got a craving, I would use one of my toys. I don't usually like to bother other coworkers with this, but I've had you on my mind specifically for the last couple of days now, and I'm just really, really curious as to what your cock tastes like. Yes? Why do you look so... Oh no, I'm so sorry. You were just being polite, weren't you? You don't have time for a quick face fuck? I should have known. Silly me. I'm sorry for taking up your time. Just let me know when you are available, because I'd really love to. Sorry? What? I think we're misunderstanding each other. I'm sorry. I talk rather fast when I'm nervous. And I just hate having to ask people for help. It makes me feel so... I don't know. I just hate the feeling that I'm bothering people. You know what I mean? Sorry. Okay. I'll ask again. Properly this time. If you happen to find the time, would you please shove your cock down my throat? I've been meaning to ask you ever since you started working here. You look like you have a really nice cock. And I've just had it stuck in my head and, well, the image of your cock in my head and in my mouth specifically. I haven't actually seen it yet. Your cock, I mean. But I have this mental image of it in my head and just the idea of me choking on your dick and your strong hands pulling the back of my head really tight as you just unload right down my throat. Really forcing me to swallow all of your creamy seed. Or you could paint my face with it. Really, I don't mind either way. So, if it's not too much trouble, would you please allow me to get on my knees while you run your hands through my hair? Grab a nice handful as you jam your cock down my throat. I won't take too much of your time. You can just stand there, drinking your coffee if you want. You can get right back to work when we're done. You really only need one hand to push my throat over your cock. Although, two hands would be greatly appreciated. You will? That's great. I was really worried that I was going to be a bother. But it looks like you're getting ready. That growing bulge in your pants? Feels like I was right about you. So if it's not too much trouble, would you mind if I just kneel in front of you here? Let's get started. Yes? Of course, right here. Why? What's wrong with the break room? Also, why are you whispering? We won't get in anyone's way. It's a really large break room. The others are all the way over there. Hey, Margaret. I'll be with you in 5, maybe 15 minutes. See? You don't need to worry about that. But I guess if you prefer to sit down, we could go back to your cubicle. No? Here's better? All right. I'll handle this belt of yours. And don't try to hold back on my account. Just slam your dick in my face and come as quickly as you want. You'll be able to go about your day in no time. I promise it'll be quick. Oh, wow. I was right. You do have a wonderful cock. Even Margaret looks shocked. Hey, don't cover yourself back up. You should be proud of this dick. You really never know with these things. Some guys I know like to talk a big game and end up being very average. But I like to think I have a nose for this kind of thing. I'm like a bloodhound, but for great dicks. A cockhound, if you will. Every other cock in this office is average, or worse. I don't know for sure. I mean, I haven't confirmed that in the same way I've confirmed this. But I just knew you were what I was looking for. Oh, but it's not just about the size. Although, I do have a very nice handful growing here. You also have great shape. Well-groomed. It feels so good in my hand. And on my face. That's not even mentioning your balls. Even just lightly fondling them in my hand. Oh, makes me feel so relaxed. You like the way I touch you, don't you? It's just so nice and hard. Thick. Listen to me prattle on like this. I promised this would be quick, and here I am talking your ear off. Anyway, you can go ahead now. Grab my head and forcefully slide your cock down my throat. What? My gag reflex is pretty weak, so you don't need to worry about hurting me or anything. Here, I'll even position myself for you. Go right ahead. Just grip my head or wrap my hair around your fingers like that. And just push my head in or thrust your hips forward. Preferably both. A little bit deeper. A little bit faster. Yeah, like that. Don't worry about me. I know how to relax my jaw and my throat. Just one second. See? Yeah. That's right. Just pull me in. Don't be afraid to choke me. I can take it. In fact, I don't want you to think of me at all, if that helps. Yeah, just use my throat. Use my throat the same way you might jerk yourself off. Yeah, just pump. And pump. And pump. Faster. Harder. Yeah, just as hard as you need. Actually, a little bit rougher would be nice. I just slam my head down, you know? Oh, yes. Yeah, just like that. Just keep doing that. Why'd you stop? You're nervous. Really? I didn't take you for the shy type. Well, I guess there are a few more eyes on you now. Yeah, Sarah looks a little bit bewildered. Did you say something to offend her? No. Hmm. Maybe everyone else is just waiting for their chance to meet the new guy. That's okay. I'll introduce you to Sarah and Nicole after this. For now. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Mm. That's right. Mm. You can do better than that. Oh, yeah. I really can't thank you enough for this. You have no idea how long I've been thinking of doing this. It's like I just saw you the other week. Something in my throat just itched. Needing to be filled with a nice, hard dick. Although, it's not just my throat. Excuse me for being a little greedy here. But if your balls are nearly half as delicious as they look, then I just need to get a taste of those too. Sorry. I know I only asked for a face fuck. But this is all right, right? Thank you. Just look at them. So much of my saliva has already made it down here. I do apologize for how messy I can get. Allow me to clean you up. There's just something about seeing a nice ball sack that's been absolutely coated in my spit that makes me want to taste them. Maybe it's the way they shine with wetness. Or that ingrained desire we all have to lap up all the drool that's falling off. But in doing so, you make more drool, which just means more licking and sucking. It's like some kind of never-ending game. To clean your nutsack with my tongue. When it's my tongue that's the one making all the mess. What do you think, Nicole? Nicole? Sorry. She's usually much more talkative than this. Weird. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right. You have a reaction every time I swirl my tongue. Around one ball. And then the other. Interesting. I could do this all day. But I did promise this would be quick, and I really want you to come. This has already gone on for far longer than I thought it would, and for that, I apologize. So, please, could you put your hands on the back of my neck? And interlock your fingers. I want you to fuck my throat as hard and as rough as you can. And hold it just like that for leverage. No hesitation, no holding back. Just keep jamming your cock down there until you're ready to burst. I want to feel your balls smack my chin. So go ahead and make me come. No. My face. Would you please, please come on my face? I'm ready. I can feel you twitching. Just explode on my face. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so warm and sticky. There's so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's dripping back into my mouth. Well, thank you again. I knew you were the right person to ask for this. I'm so glad there's someone in the office that can fill my throat out just right. Would it be at all possible if we could do this again in the future? Thank you. And like I said, I'm really sorry for taking up more time than expected. Now, get back to work. I've kept you for far too long. I don't want to get you into any trouble with the managers. Oh, and don't worry about those invoices. Like I said, I'll take care of them. Margaret? Margaret? Oh, there you are. Here are those invoices you needed to file. What's wrong? A napkin? Oh, no thank you. I only just got cum on my face. It's still warm. Why would I wipe it off so soon? Although, it is dripping down in some places. Oops. Don't worry, I got it. See? All good.